Here in segment number three, our open home hour, we like to talk about our weekly to-do, and we've actually got one of our certified partners, George Cathian, with us from Isley's Home Service. If you heard last week, we had a good conversation about a gentleman wanting to know if he should go with a traditional tankless because his needed to be replaced, his water heater, or do a tankless water heater. And it just so happens that our weekly to-do and our home maintenance calendar this week is on water heaters. So we talked last week about the pros and cons of going to them. But this week, we're going to talk about the maintenance of each one of those, starting with your traditional tank water heater. George, what does a homeowner need to know about maintenance on what's been probably 90% of our homes, just the traditional tank water heater?
Okay. The biggest and most important thing that most of the manufacturers recommend for maintenance on a water heater is that it gets flushed out at least once a year. I think every 6 months is probably even better than that, but you know, at least once a year. On top of that, checking the anode rod every couple of years, you know, that's what prevents the corrosion or the water heater from developing leaks. So having that checked out every couple of years by a plumber is helpful as well.
You know, the water heater, I think, is probably one of the hardest working appliances in the whole house, and you never think about it as long as it's doing its job. Yep. And when you do think about it, it's always a mess.
Every time.
It's always a mess. So these little preventative measures go a long way to help you forget about your water heater. Just remember it twice a year. All right, so you've got electric, and you've got gas.
Correct.
Traditional, 40, 50, 80 gallon. Mm-hmm. Sits in a closet somewhere. It takes up about 3 square feet. Some of the things you need to know about that is to replace it requires a building permit.
Correct.
And they've added some new regulations to replacing those. Now they're putting in the pressure relief tanks on top. We never used to do that 10 years ago.
Yep.
What's that all about?
So there's expansion tanks. A lot of places are requiring drain pans as well to catch the water in the event that the water heater does eventually leak, because they all do eventually. It's just a matter of when, not if. But the expansion tanks are there to help relieve stress on the water heater, because, of course, anytime water is heated inside of an enclosed vessel, you know, it has to expand into somewhere.
So this is an additional component of the water heater. You've got an expansion tank, and then you still have your pressure relief valve.
Yes. So the pressure or the TMP valve is there in case the water heater ever gets too hot or the pressure gets too high.
How long can we expect a traditional tank water heater to last in Arizona, whether it's gas or electric? In your experience, will one last longer than the other?
Typically, gas water heaters tend to last a little bit longer. Kind of a good guide is to go by the warranty of the water heater. It seems like the manufacturers have it down to a science where if they give you a 6-year warranty, it's going to last just about 6 years, or 10 years is going to last just about 10 years.
That's probably what most our listeners have. Should they get home one day and find the inevitable leak that's leaked into the kitchen, the pantry, the laundry room, all of them, if you're lucky, maybe just all over the garage. But they find that leak, and they've got to reassess, okay, do I want to replace this baby, or do I want to go with something new? Something new within the last 10 years has been these heat pump water heaters. You like those?
I do like those.
They're not too complicated?
They're not too complicated at all. They're installed exactly the same way as a traditional electric water heater. They do take up a little bit more space because they're a little bit taller and sometimes a little bit wider in diameter. But I would say 90% of the time they fit within the same space.
Will it run on the same electrical that's therefore an existing tank water heater?
Yes, the electrical requirements are exactly the same as a regular water heater.
So like the heat pump we put on your roof to make you comfortable, in the summer we air condition with it, in the winter we heat with it, is exactly the same unit. Now they're putting a minor heat pump on top of the water heater, and we manage that heat. And we redirect the heat into the tank. It makes a lot of sense. But how tough is it to find a plumbing technician to service that? Or do you call an air conditioning guy to service that?
A lot of there are some components on it that are identical to a traditional electric water heater. They have heating elements inside of them. They do have a circuit board, which replaces the thermostat that you would normally see on an electric water heater. But the warranty, the way it's designed or written, is that if there's any component within the heat pump itself or the refrigerant system, they just completely replace the entire water heater. So there's really no need to, there's no maintenance or service on that portion of it.
Now let me ask you this. If I had an 80-gallon gas and it went out on me. It needed to be replaced. Would I even think about going electric heat pump?
I would stay gas because of the cost of running new electrical over to the heat pump, because there might not be any there. I don't think the return on investment would be worth it.
Now, if that 80-gallon gas goes out, do I even consider a tankless, which is the next evolution of water heaters, now tankless both in gas and electric?
Absolutely. The energy or the gas consumption on a tankless water heater is going to be far less than that of an 80-gallon gas water heater. The cost of 80-gallon gas water heaters is pretty significant, so it's probably not that much more expensive just to, you know, change over to tankless. And the other benefits of that is the water heater is going to last a lot longer. They have 15-year warranties. Some have 10-year warranties, but the average warranty is about 15 years.
Is there anything a homeowner can do maintenance-wise on a tankless water heater? I mean, you look at it, there's really not much to touch.
The best thing you can do for a tankless water heater is install a water softener. That's going to increase the longevity of it, make it last longer, run more efficiently. The maintenance on it, if someone would have to be particularly handy, it's really not a job for your average homeowner, because there are chemicals that has to be pumped through it in order to descale it. So again, prevention is the best
practice.
Yeah. Prevention is
regular prevention. You mentioned a water softener. If I don't have a water softener, it really kind of complicates the decision a little bit, doesn't it? Because you're flash heating this water. When you flash heat water that's already hard, you're exacerbating the problem.
Absolutely.
You're making it worse.
Yes. Yeah. So, anytime water is heated, all the scale, lime scale that's inside the water will tend to attach itself to whatever type of metal is in there. So in this situation, it would be a copper or stainless steel, you know, tube lime scale will build up on.
A handful of years ago, it seemed like you had to have a water softener to get a warranty for the manufacturer to honor its warranty on the system itself. Is that still the case?
It's a bigger deal with the electric. From my experience, the gas tankless water heaters, the manufacturers aren't that strict about it. But for the electric ones, definitely, they're pretty strict. And that's one of the first questions they ask you is, do you have a water softener?
All right, George, as service manager for Isley's, you get the phone call. Mrs. Jones sees water leaking out of the bottom of her electric water heater. What questions do you take her through to put her in the right piece for the future?
The first thing I do is ask him a few questions. You know, how many people live in the house? How many bathrooms do you have? Do you plan on staying here? People that are going to stay in the house for an extended amount of time, or there's a big household with lots of people, they tend to benefit from going to a tankless more than someone that's just a single person that only going to live there a few years. In those situations, it's probably best to stick with a traditional water heater. If you're going to be there for a while, or if you have a lot of people, or you want to save money on the cost of electricity long term, then a heat pump or a tankless water heater would be the best result.
Now, if that 80-gallon gas unit goes out, we've recently moved Sweet Jennifer's mom in with us. She just happens to take a shower exactly the same time I like to take a shower, which is exactly the same time Jennifer likes to run laundry. Will that tankless gas unit keep up with all those three activities at one time?
The short answer is probably not. It can depend on the season and the temperature of the incoming water. In the summertime, when the water's coming into the house nice and warm, you know, the tankless water heater tends to keep up better than in the wintertime when the water's coming in cold.
And even with these new technologies, whether it's a heat pump or the tankless, you know, you'd said water heaters are going to leak. These are still going to ultimately run to the end of their life. What are we doing for leak detection these days? You know, when it's always been, you get home and you discover a mess and, oh, we got a leak. But we've got technology to help us, you know, circumvent the water damage that can happen from a water heater leak.
Absolutely. So there's a few different things out there on the market. I would say the most common and most cost effective is devices that, you know, set off an audible sound or an alarm whenever there's moisture detected. And usually you'll place those in the pan or somewhere really close to the water heater. And that way, if it leaks, you know, it sends out an alarm. The only issue with those is, for one, you have to be home to actually hear the alarm. And two, you have to remember to replace the batteries on those. The other solution for that is there's leak detectors that you can put at the entry of your house, at the service entry where the water enters the home. And there's actually apps that will communicate with your phone and let you know, hey, something's going on and there may be potentially a leak.
So you're not shutting off just the water heater. You're just shutting off the entire water to the whole house.
Correct.
Our leak detection system is an app. We didn't have it installed very long, where Jennifer and I were out for a nice dinner, and my phone starts going off. And it's the app saying the leak detector is detecting water.
Yeah. Not the message you want to get at dinner.
We weren't home, but I was being notified. So at the very least, I could call my neighbor. Hey, Todd, get over there. You know where the key's hidden. Get in there and shut that water heater off. But mm-hmm. So there are even apps that should you not be able to get there, at least you'd be able to get the water turned off. But then the upgrade from that, like you say, is the automatic shutoff that just turns all the water off to the house by way of radio frequency communication.
Correct.
So you can save yourself from the horrible homeowner's claim. That's one of the number one homeowner claims in America, the leaky hot water heater. So proper maintenance, one of these little notification apps, appropriate pan that's drained to the outside, make sure it's drained to the outside, are all things that can buy you a little peace of mind. George Cathy of Isley's Home Services, thanks a million for coming in and educating the Arizona homeowner.
No problem. Thanks for having me.